How appropriate for Women's Month. We're still in the month of August and celebrating women of the North Coast making waves in life and in business and beyond, and continuing with our raft of cool interviews, introducing you to the who's who of ladies on the Dolphin Coast. And I've got another really dynamic, inspiring woman in the studio with me this morning from the world of marketing. And if you've heard the name Maraschino Marketing Collective, they've been doing some really sterling work over the years for hosts of incredible brands, big and small. And the lady at the heart of the Maraschino machine is in the studio with me this morning. Mandy Rutman is in the house on the microphone for the first time on a Tuesday morning. Mandy, how are you today?
I'm great, thank you, and thank you so much for having me.
Great to connect with you proper face-to-face. I feel like I kind of know you, though, already, because, you know, you're no stranger to media and to getting your name out there, and you've conducted some really cool local business interviews on the screen, on YouTube and social media, and it's nice to kind of flip the script and put the spotlight on you for a change.
Oh, very kind.
So let's find out a little bit more about Mandy. And, you know, well, before we throw the spotlight entirely on you, for those that, as I mentioned, might have heard the name Maraschino, but aren't entirely familiar with what you're all about, in a nutshell, what is Maraschino Marketing Collective?
So we are a dynamic group of women, all women in the business, and we do anything and everything to do with marketing. So from branding, graphic design, websites, social media, the whole lot.
The whole bang shoot.
Yes.
Amazing. And as I said, you've built a solid reputation, a really loyal following and a client base that sings your praises, and the work speaks for itself. If you want to check out the brand online, maraschino.co.za is a really good port of call, and the spelling is that might throw you up though. Maraschino, Maraschino,
but it's like the cherry.
There you
cherry
go.
Cherry on top.
Ah, oh, you see, Maraschino. There you go.
That's
Google
it.
Google will correct you if you get it wrong the first time. And now, let's find out more about you, Mandy, as a successful woman in business. How do you keep all the balls in the air? Do you have any secret productivity hacks or morning routines that keep you energized throughout the day?
I'm really a morning person.
I can tell you brought that energy in with you.
I wake up at ridiculous hours. I often say to my mother, I'm sure I was born at 3 o'clock in the morning, because I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
So before everybody wakes up in the morning, I am all my admin's done, my planning for the day, and I'm ready to roll and take on what the day has to offer.
Sure. So early to rise.
Yes.
That's setting yourself in the course for the rest of your day. Look, you're illustrating the point right now. On point. But how do you handle the stress of day-to-day, you know, work and life, and staying positive during these really interesting times? And look, let's be honest, over the last couple of years, COVID, etc., the marketing industry has been really, you know, going through a lot of changes, a lot of turbulence, and, you know, people really cut back on budgets at one point. Things seem to be bouncing back, but how do you handle all of that?
You know what? Maraschino is actually a 29-year-old marketing business.
Sure.
And it's had its ups and downs over the years. However, when COVID struck, 90% of my client base was hospitality, because hospitality and lifestyle's in my blood. It's what I've known my entire life. So hotels, restaurants, anything lifestyle orientated. So
no industry got harder hit
than
that one, right?
Yeah. And so the business did take a bit of a hammering. There was a lot of learning that came out of it, which for me and for like any other business that can diversify, we sort of pivoted very, very quickly. Obviously, as you well know, we started Bellito TV, which was very much, well, with the Vuvuzela, which was to help people get into that online space because they physically couldn't operate their businesses, but they needed to carry on marketing.
Yeah.
And I don't see things as forever. I don't look at the negativity. I try my utmost to, like I say, pivot. And instead of looking at an issue, I look at finding a solution and working through that process. So stress, yes, we all live with stress. I live, eat, and sleep what I do every single day. I love people. I'm blessed to have an incredible team, a fantastic support structure in terms of my family. And for me, what I do isn't work. It is part of who I am.
It's your life.
That is it. It's my life. And everything socially, family orientated always has a work connotation to it, because 90% or 100% of my clients actually become my friends, and they're part of my everyday life. So, you know, very, very blessed, very grateful. The Belita community, I moved here 8 years ago, originally from Joburg. I was very familiar. My ex-husband and I had a property here when my children were little. So Belita has always been a place that I aspired to living in one day. And yeah, 8 years ago, we made the move.
Living the dream, yes. And growing the dream. And it's a great story. And looking at, you know, the next chapter, or the chapter that you're busy writing, when the going gets tough, do you have a favorite motivational quote or mantra that keeps you going, that you gravitate towards?
When the going gets tough, the tough gets going, which means we kick into action. And that's what my entire team do. I'm surrounded by some dynamic young women, and who I'm just super blessed to have the same motivation and are inspiring in their own rights and so talented. And also love what they do. I'm also incredibly fortunate to have my daughter in the business. And she basically runs the business for me as much as she possibly can, because every minute of every day is different. So, and she is just also an inspiration, and very blessed to have two beautiful grandsons through her who I love and cherish and try and spend a lot of time with.
Brilliant. So you see, there's so much to celebrate here. And obviously, you have a multitude of skills and talents and qualities, and collectively as a team, you know, that gets amplified. In your opinion, what are the top three qualities that have contributed most to your success in business, if you had to try and nail it down?
I think the fact that I can adjust quickly and pivot.
Yeah.
I think I'm very authentic, excuse me, and real, which I think people resonate with. You can't fake it. You know what? There's always going to be somebody who really knows that you are you.
Yeah.
And I can adapt. I adapt really, really quickly. So I couldn't have achieved what I've achieved on my own. I've got an incredible husband that allows me to be me, and very much a free spirit, and doesn't try to put me in a corner. And I think just in a nutshell, being positive as much as we possibly can and just being true to who I am.
Oh, look, it seems to work for you. It seems to resonate with people. And as you say, you're a naturally social person. You connect with people. And I want to talk a little bit about networking as we wrap up our chat. And do you have a go-to icebreaker that you resort to in meeting new people at professional events?
You know what? I love networking, and my business in Johannesburg was founded on networking, just meeting people and talking. And what I found the best connection is I always look for the person who's almost sitting on their own, and I will go up to them and introduce myself, not from a business perspective. I will always go and say, "Hi, you look lovely," or find something that makes them feel comfortable. Then the conversation flows easily, and it evolves into whatever it's going to be, rather than being forced.
Yeah.
But I think just seeing people for who they are, not necessarily what they do, is so important. So I always try to find that angle when it comes to networking and meeting new people.
Just a genuine human connection.
Yep, that's correct. So great cool. energy. Yep.
I love it. And if listening to this, if you love the energy yourself and you want to get some in your life and for your business from the Maraschino marketing side of things, you should be connecting with Mandy and her team. Mandy, one more time, what's the smartest way for a listener to connect with you and to get some Maraschino in their life?
They are most welcome to email me on mandy@maraschino, maraschino.co.za, or they can also give me a call on 082-493-8646. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and obviously our website.
There you go. Worldwide, online, and coming to you live from the heart of Balito. You've heard this really cool local Women's Month profile. My special guest, Mandy Rutman from Maraschino Marketing Collective. Mandy, I hope this isn't the last time we chat on the radio. Let's do it again soon. What do you say?
100%. It's been amazing, and thank you so much for having me.
Oh, and I've got a song for you.